Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. All right, here we go. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And I am pumped today because today is going to be all about winning, winning. All we do is win, win, win. I don't really even know that song. I just know that it's a song. There's a song that's all about winning. I think I've heard it once or twice. I think that's how it goes. Because right now, more than ever, I know you need a dose of inspiration, and I know that you need to hear not just about the big wins. You need to hear about all of the wins, the big and the small and the medium size and the super size and the kitty size and everything in between. And as we've said, as I said on the last episode, the theme of the week is winning during a global pandemic. And I talked about the proof being in the pudding, and I shared some amazing super duper size client wins, like I usually do. Those are the kinds of client, they become the client case studies. They become the, wow, this is amazing. He landed a 200K job offer. He's winning on the job market. She has a side gig and is bringing in 2 to 3K extra per month. He got a promotion to senior director. You know, all of those kinds of things are huge wins. And those are the ones that we tend to share most of the time. See if I can fix this light. There we go. A little bit more light on my face there. but look, I want to share all the wins because it's not just about those bigger wins. Like we like to say to our clients all the time, there's no such thing as a small win. There is no such thing as a small celebration. Because all of those wins stack on top of each other, and they're the breadcrumbs. They're the Legos that build, the breadcrumbs that lead us on the path. They're the Legos that build that amazing dream career that then lead to the huge win of like a 20 to 30 to 40% increase in salary, like a major promotion, you know, from a manager to a director, or like landing an amazing, amazing new job, or being able to have the time freedom to start a side gig, and being able to have the time freedom to finally, you know, have a date night with your partner, your wife, with your spouse, with your husband. And so all of these little things add up. And so we encourage our clients to celebrate all the time. We have a celebrations channel in our Slack team. And for confidentiality reasons, I'm not going to be able to share all the names. But what I do from time to time, and so if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, if you're following me, if you've watched our free training, so that's thepeoplestack.com or training.thepeoplestack.com. If you're in the Facebook group, you know that all the time we share client success stories. And these are stories where we've gotten their permission to share their name, to share the details, so that we don't break that confidentiality because it's really important to us. But what I am going to do is I'm going to open up our Slack channel right here in my phone. And I'm going to share these are recent wins just from the last couple of weeks or so that our clients are sharing. And actually, one other one that I want to share right now, sometimes before I get into our celebrations channel, Rob, my husband, our COO, just sent me a message. Sometimes our clients get sneaky and they get a promotion and they don't tell us because they want to surprise us. we see on LinkedIn that so-and-so got this promotion. And then we're like, hey, you got a promotion. Congratulations, right? So Rob just sent me a message saying, you know, so-and-so is being sneaky. He's been holding out on us. He just got a promotion to a senior technical program manager at Amazon. So we just found that out. And so that's one win. And I know that he'll be celebrating it soon with us and with everyone. So that's really recent. And then I'm going to go into our celebrations channel in just a moment. I got to switch channels here. So here they are. I'm going to read them as they are. I got to take my glasses off so I can see these. These are actually for seeing far away because I'm weird like that. And I take my glasses off to read because I like to be different. I like to be an individual. Okay, here we go. So actually one that I can share that's a little bit more public is our, you know, this is team-based, right? Like we have a team too, the PeopleStack team. Our ops assistant, Mandy, is celebrating 2 months with us. She just came on 2 months ago and she is amazing. Mandy, if you are listening, we love you. You are awesome. We are so happy to have you as part of the PeopleStack family. So she's celebrating 2 months with Rob, Jen, and the PeopleStack fam, a job I actually love. And then we also had a client, this was a couple days ago at this point, who I accepted a new job today. And I got more than what was initially offered. He negotiated the hell out of it. I got measure of peace of mind. He's going to be working, he's leaving a much larger company, and he's going to be working for a much smaller company. And he's so excited about the inspiration. I'm inspired to define and build and sell something from scratch. And he was able to negotiate a better start date so that he can capitalize on a bonus from his current employer now to power through the next month. So he's starting in about a month or so. And we helped him negotiate not only the salary, but a later start date so that he can get his bonus from his current company. Because if he left now, he would be leaving his bonus. And so what he was able to do is say, okay, I'm going to start a month later. So he still gets that bonus from his current company. He gets to wave a fond goodbye from his current company. And then he gets to move on and spread his wings and innovate even more. And then Rob celebrated that we have eclipsed 60,000 downloads for the PeopleStack podcast. And also huge shout out to my brother, who is also part of the PeopleStack team. Thanks to Lou Bunk for mixing and mastering the past year. Each episode he does reminds me of why I don't want to do it anymore. And they sound awesome. Rob used to do that. And then we have another client. She is celebrating a vacation. Celebrations around a successful vacation. I really did disconnect from the daily work tasks. I had good conversations with my family, with my friends. I feel intellectually refreshed, ready to get back into the awesome goal achieving I have set for September. I deeply encourage you to get a break for yourself somehow. I did have some digital detox and FOMO feelings for a few days, but it passed with an ice cold beer and toes in the sand. Like how amazing is that? She now has that time freedom to have an ice cold beer, toes in the sand kind of disconnect so she can come back to it feeling absolutely refreshed and not like, oh my God, I need a vacation from my vacation. So that was a few days ago too. Let's see what else. We also had a client who she has a side gig building websites for rock stars, essentially. And she's this particular band, she set up a website for them and she's celebrating that. And that they're basically selling these badass, I think they're a death metal group. And they make guitar straps. And so she has the time and the freedom to build a website to help them sell their guitar straps. And she's having a ton of fun doing it and making some extra money as well. Making money is always fun. Let's see, what else do we have here? So there's a bunch of responses to this. So I got to scroll up. So what did we do? Oh yeah. And this was another one that was just like, oh my God, you go. We didn't even realize he was keeping it a secret from us. And then he was like, all right, I did it. So we have, another client who started his own business. He launched his own business. This was about a week ago or so. Burned through my checklist items and published my initial sites. Far from done. I have minor issues with the logo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the good news is I have a site as a backup. And then he's talking about all of the, you know, getting his business website set up and everything and all of the details around that. So yeah, network notified, site up, business license all squared, sites up, social marketing up, phones up, content up, got to sell something now. So he's like all ready to go and with this new business launch. And let's see, what else do we have going on here? Scrolling up. So there's just lots of like celebrations and then you go. So I gotta scroll up a little bit. So you have another one. This was going on a few weeks ago now. Somebody who's checking in again, basically saying, been away a while, digging in the trenches, using my shovel for a pillow. After a couple of months of building a people ops systems for my company, we're set to launch. Interestingly, my boss is quite vigorous in his opposition, and I've had to sell him on this. I've had to negotiate with him. My persistence paid off. He's acquiesced, and I'll announce the system to give the initial training on how to do one-on-ones to all levels of management and all employees next week. Whew. So this is something that this particular client has been working on for a while. He works for a company where basically people ops doesn't exist. And so we were able to help him launch that at his company. And clearly he faced some opposition. His boss was like, this is a waste of time. Why are you doing this? But he stood his ground and he said, this is absolutely going to be valuable. So he's basically going to be people ops. He's going to be tech leader at this company, but he's also going to be people ops at this company. And he's going to show the entire company, not just tech, how to lead teams. And it's going to start out with this how to do one-on-ones. He's going to lead this how to do one-on-ones training. So that is so, so, so awesome. Let's see here. We also have a client who had a small epiphany. I think it's actually a big epiphany, but he realized I can get far greater enjoyment helping others achieve their goals than I do achieving my own goals. Having said that, I have two celebrations, one for my current employer and one for myself. For my employer, I found and fixed a typo that has been causing a bug since May 31st, 2017, and has probably cost us at least $20,000 a year and over $100,000 in lost revenue lifetime value. Hello, awesome, that's great for fixing a really small bug with some really big costs to it. And he also arranged time to meet with a coworker tomorrow to discuss a collaboration for his business goals. So he's another one who wants to start his own business. So we're supporting him to do that. And he's moving forward with that. In the meantime, he's kicking ass and taking names at work as well. All right, let's see what else is going on. Another client saying long time, hey folks, long time no see, celebrating that I got in the door for an early stage startup and also contributing to my employer's expansion of new business and healthcare in addition to my day job. So we have lots of clients right now who are, they're working in their quote unquote day job, but they're also starting side hustles, side gigs, whatever feels good to them, right? I don't necessarily like the word hustle. I know some people call it that, but it's like, I like to call it a side flow. it brings you joy. It's not overwhelming. And so this is what our badass tech leader clients are doing during this time. They're saying, how can I help even more? How can I live my dream even more and help other people do the same as well? Let's see here. Finished delivering my mid-year reviews. Yay! And on time. Yay. Huge accomplishment. So again, no such thing as a small win here, because with this particular client, what he wants to do is essentially he wants to become the best leader he can possibly be. He wants to show value. He wants to continually add value. But so by delivering his mid-year reviews and doing it in an enthusiastic and awesome way, that's part of the path toward that eventual promotion, that eventual raise. So he's on that path and he's doing it so well. In my one-on-one today, this is a different client. In my one-on-one today, one of my reports told me that I am the best manager he has had in his career thus far. Oh, what a compliment to have one of your team members say, you're the best manager I ever had. That is so awesome. And again, this is a client who wants to become the best manager. So how's that for evidence? Right. Let's see, whatever. Oh, and then the other one was giving us, the one who actually started his own business, started his own CISO business, CISO business, getting everything lined up. So he's planting the seeds there. Something's coming. So this is, I'm going reverse chronological. Let's see here. And then we have another client who, he's a client from several years ago, and we helped him start his own business too. And now that business is thriving. It broke 500K in revenue for the year this month. This was at the end of July. So at the end of July, just a little bit more than halfway through the year, it's a tech consulting business. They broke 500K in revenue. They're going to do a million this year. It's very humbling for me since I just started last April. It's impressive how much wealth is out there to acquire. Well said. So, so well said. So this is what our clients are doing. Another client, let's see here. My celebration, the startup I am advising on part-time has executed everything and built a full prototype, carried out the end-to-end all user testing for market user fit, and is steadily moving toward the phase two seed funding. Special celebration. I like our commercialization and marketing plan. So our clients are delivering value for their clients. They're helping other companies to thrive during these really, really challenging times. Let's see. Okay, so this is a really long one. But basically, let's see here. So it's basically one of our clients who's on the job market, who was this close to landing a job, but she ended up not getting it. They ended up going with someone else, and her celebration was essentially that even though I was floored, I had the pep talk with Jen, I had the pep talk with Rob, and I know that I've done 100%, and I did everything that I could. I showed my value. I know that I have 100% done everything I could to get this job, and it didn't end up the way that I want it to, but there's more in the future. There's more in the future. Let's see here. And then another one. I'm taking on a product owner role at work. This is another one of those, oh, yay, cool. We didn't even realize. So this is a bump up for this particular client. We have a waterfall product planning process that has several issues, but our goal is basically to get through it and approved as fast as possible so that we can get a development team assigned to our product feature and actually build it with an agile mindset instead. I'm happy to say that as of last night, we are approved as ready to build less than a month after kickoff. All other product planning processes for other product features has taken at least 2 months and 6 months before being approved to build. And so he was able to get this approved and done. I'm the product owner. Let's do this. And so he's not actually the product owner, but he stepped into that position. He raised his hand and he said, I'm going to go and do this and I'm going to add value. The 500K client is also celebrating 4 new engagements. Again, we're going back in time now. And I'll share one more. And I you know what? I can just keep going. Here's some quick ones. You know, celebrating getting paid work to write some music as part of my side gig. And then here's a longer one, but this is a great one too. An engineer in my new squad has to leave the company for visa reasons, and today is her last day. I only worked with her for about 3 weeks, but she just set up a meeting with me to say goodbye and to thank me. She said, when it was announced I'd be taking over her squad, she looked at my LinkedIn and got so excited that I would be her manager because I'd done so much. Quote, I'm sure you have so many stories to tell, and I'm sad I won't get to hear them. What a nice thing to say. So I'm celebrating two things. One, my career for giving me those stories. And two, my ability to have a positive impact on people no matter how short our time together. So I can go on and on and on. That's just in the last month. That's just in the last month, folks. And these are just the clients who are celebrating publicly in our Slack group. Like I said, every single day we go on LinkedIn or we hear through the grapevine or a client just sends us a quiet email saying, hey, yeah, by the way, I just got a 35% raise. And, you know, because they don't want to boast about it, right? They don't want to be all ego about it. And we understand that, although we encourage people to celebrate because that inspires people. So this is just in the last month. And these are just the ones that we know about. So here's the thing. I know this is inspiring. It can't not be inspiring. If that does not inspire you, you are not awake right now. Can I give you a coffee? Can I give you some chocolate? Can I give you some sweets to wake you up? Because that is absolutely inspiring. And it is just, it is my elixir of joy. It's what keeps us going, especially during these hard times. It's hard for us too. Absolutely is, but we thrive through the challenge. And this is our purpose, to help tech managers just like you to upgrade your careers, to help you live your purpose, to be a badass, world-class technical leader, serve your teams, and have all the freedom, the financial freedom and the time freedom that you want. If this is what you want, then here's what I have for you. It's really simple. All of these clients who I just celebrated, their first step toward creating these amazing wins in their careers and their lives, that first step, that first simple step, was they booked a call with us. That's what it was. So if you want to follow in their footsteps, go ahead and book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll talk about what's going on. We'll be 100% truthful. And we'll get to the core. We'll get to what is not working in your career right now. Like, not just on the surface level, but really, like, what is the root cause of what's not working? And also, what's your big why? What's your purpose? What's your dream? And we'll do everything we can to help you get there. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Become a part of the PeopleStack family. Become one of the case studies that I'm sharing. Become one of the quiet celebrations, the surprise celebrations. Oh, by the way, I just made $500K in my side business. Oh, by the way, I just became a senior manager, a senior director of technical development. And you can be that person too. All of our clients started out and in their own way struggling, facing the challenges and not knowing how to do this. The first step is to get help. And then you commit. And then you get resourceful and you do the work and you make it work. That's how you do it. It's not magic. It's work. It's hard work. And we balance that with hard play. That's what we're all about at the People Stack. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. All we do is win. All we do is win, win, win. How are you going to create that in your career, in your life? Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.